Texans have been turning to Neil Sperry for gardening advice since 1970. You can call him now at 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary Travelin from Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, very much. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our third and final hour for this Sunday morning, this Sunday before Thanksgiving. I hope Thanksgiving is wonderful for you and for yours, and hope that you get to be where you want to be and enjoy the day to the fullest. So having said that, let's go to Jimmy Turner with his report from the Dallas Arboretum. Jimmy, good morning and happy Thanksgiving in advance.
You too, my friend. How are you today?
You actually get to close down the Botanic Garden, the Dallas Arboretum, for one day, huh?
For one day.
3 days a year, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. Hey, 3 days out of the next 40, that's not bad. That's not bad. Well, you're going to talk about leopard plant, and how does a plant named leopard plant find its way into the Dallas Arboretum?
Well, we have this planted quite a bit in the Palmer Ferndale, the Nancy Rutchick Red Maple Rill, and the Lake Garden. I use it quite a bit in our shade gardens, and actually right now is the time of year it flowers, about the time we have our first frost. As a yellow daisy, there's a double form and a single form and a form with wavy leaves, but I use it like you would normally use hostas. Great big leaves the size of saucers to dinner plates, depending on varieties, that are bright green. There's one called Crispata that has kind of a wavy leaf, and one called Gigantea, which is real shiny, which I like. But there's also a new one called Last Dance, which is even more hardy, so it should do better for you up great far north of McKinney, so I would recommend it. But one of the best plants, I think, for drier shade in our area, you can find them right now in nursery, because I saw them last week in several different places, and in bloom for a change, so just nice to find them that way.
Yeah, that's really cool, and the foliage is just spectacular. The original leopard plant has spots. It looks like it's been standing too close to the paint booth. it's just really speckled and very showy. There used to be a planting of those, and I haven't noticed it at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, but it was very conspicuous for a long time, and it may have been lost in a remodeling project or something. But anyway, they do very, very well. Leopard plant, Falfurgium japonicum ligularia, and I'm not even going to try the species on that one. But this is a lovely plant. If you look up leopard plant, or if you get into a full service retail garden center, then Jimmy, I can only imagine, because everybody knows you on site, I can only imagine, and how tall are you, 6'3", 4"?
Yeah, 6'3".
Yeah, and it's hard to hide when you're that tall and you move as fast as you do, and when you're as well known in horticulture. I can only imagine that the people must rush to you with everything new that they have and say, Jimmy, you got to try this. I don't know how you shop. I can at least be silent. People don't recognize me on sight just by voice. So anyway, all right. Autumn at the Arboretum continues on.
Yes, sir. It goes on to the – actually, we'll have the pumpkins up all the way until we'll start taking them on the Monday after Thanksgiving. So come out on Friday all the way through there and see the 50,000 squashes, pumpkins, and gourds we still have across property everywhere. The Pumpkin Village still looks wonderful, and Cinderella Carriage come get your last bit of autumn photos while you can, and please buy a pumpkin so I don't have to compost them all.
Oh, that's a lot of pumpkins. All right, and Chihuly Nights continues on. The Chihuly glass work is there through the end of the calendar year, extended on through the end of the calendar year. Beautiful in the daytime, and with the trees losing leaves, you get the fall color, and you also get a lot more sunshine onto it, but it's magical at night, isn't it?
Absolutely is. I actually think nighttime is the best time to see the glass. During the day, it's a little overwhelming, but at night, it just kind of glows in the landscape. So
it really does. Yeah. Now, you told us last week that November was already sold out, and I'm sure December is selling quickly. So people need to buy on the website. Is that right, where they get their tickets?
Yes, sir. Definitely buy it online as fast as you can before we sell out.
All right. And folks, this is $20 million worth of outdoor glass. It is beautiful, magical, colorful glass. There are photos of it at DallasArboretum.org to give you an idea. But you have no concept of scale until you get there and stand at the bottom of a 30 or 40 foot feather, for example, or 5 foot red reeds. Those are some of my favorites down at the camp house in the camp circle, Jimmy. Those are just beautiful. And so forth, on and on, 20 different places through the gardens. It's just gorgeous. All right, so DallasArboretum.org is the website, and then where do they go to get the tickets?
That'd be right there in front. Just click on Chihuly Nights right on the front page.
Really? It's as simple as that. Imagine that. What a brilliant concept. All right. Wednesday. Tell us about Wednesdays.
Through November 21st, you can get buy one, get one free on Wednesdays if you print a coupon off from online. So just go online, look for the Wednesday coupon or click on the coupon button, and you get two for the price of one.
All right, now I'm going to clear up a little confusion. That's daytime. That's daytime. And then Chihuly nights are what nights of the week, Jimmy?
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday start at 6 p.m.
All right. And so the buy one, get one free discount is daytimes only. And then Chihuly Nights comes up a little after that on Wednesday nights. So, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays for Chihuly Nights. All right. And finally, adult education. You're going to educate the adults.
I'm going to educate the adults a little bit about trees. Mr. Brom Franklin, a good friend of yours.
Oh, I spent yesterday morning with Brom. Great guy.
Great guy. We'll be there to tell you everything about shade trees, understory trees, ornamental trees, flowering trees. I'm sure he will talk about crepe myrtles because he loves them as much as you and I do. But that's on December 1st from 9 a.m. to 11. And that's $27 or $24 for members and probably be one of our best classes of the year.
All right, folks, the Dallas Arboretum is big time. It is a nationally recognized botanic garden. It's 30, 35 years old. What year did it open, Jimmy?
1980 or 1981, I believe. Depends on what you want to consider.
31 years. Yeah, I was on the board then, but it kind of all mushed together in my mind. So 31 years old, and it has in that time grown to be one of the most respected botanic gardens in America, the Dallas Arboretum in East Dallas. Tell us how to find it.
We're at 8525 Carlin Road, and that's on the southeast side of White Rock Lake in East Dallas. Stick I-30 over to Grand Avenue, go north. It'll become Garland Road and we'll be on the left-hand side, or take Garland Road south from anywhere in Dallas and just look for the green signs that say Dallas Arboretum when you get to us.
Open 9 until 5, 7 days a week except Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. The Chihuly Nights are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday starting at 6 each evening, and you are invited to come out and love the Dallas Arboretum. Become a member, a family member. You'll still have to pay for the Chihuly Nights, but there are discounts on just about everything you do at the Dallas Arboretum, including the gift shop. All right, and what have we left? We've left out the information phone number.
214-515-6500.
And when I mentioned that the Arboretum had become a world-class collection of plants and their gardens, we have to give a lot of credit to the fundraisers who have done such a wonderful job. And then right there at the same level, the horticulture team that keeps it looking the way it does. New garden opening when, Jimmy?
Should open up next April.
Next April, and that's the children's garden. And is that that's the largest garden project in the history, isn't it?
That's the largest single garden project in our history.
Oh, that's going to be fun. All right, I'm done. Go do something. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, my friend.
Talk to you next Sunday. Jimmy Turner, the Senior Director of the Gardens at the Dallas Arboretum. And that report sponsored by Advanced Foundation Repair. Fred Marshall owns and operates this company, 1995, the year I did my first ad for them. And I said, Fred, I want to do ads for you, but I don't know the foundation repair industry. I got to have your help. Please tell me a little bit about foundation work and give me some of your references. And he was very patient, took me to one of the jobs they were working on. I still could drive you up to that house, and it looks like they've never had any more work done. That's kind of the way it is with Advanced Foundation. You get a lifetime warranty of the work. If anything ever happens, they have to come back at no additional charge to you and make your house whole again. They don't want to do that, so they are very careful in their initial analysis. The free estimate, they have to hold to that guarantee, and so they're going to be really thorough and careful when they do the initial estimate and tell you what it's going to cost to do the work. And then it's done well. It's done right. It's done really well. Advanced Foundation Repair. They have also pioneered a lot of the techniques that are used in the foundation repair industry. By the way, that warranty is transferable owner to owner to owner. We have used them once at our home for our sunroom, once at my magazine office, which is Pier and Beam, and is almost 100 years old. And they are just heroes. That's all there is to it. Advanced Foundation Repair. If you don't have problems, they will tell you that. A company built on integrity. FoundationRepairs.com 214-333-0003. Soils are quite dry right now. You need to call Advanced Foundation Repair now, not next summer. Call now. 214-333-0003. If for no other reason, if you have to have foundation problems, transplanting of the shrubs to gain access to the foundation, a lot more successful now than it would be in the heat. 214-333-0003, Advanced Foundation Repair.
Join Neil Sperry on Facebook. That's NEILSPERRY. And join him right now. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
She joins me pretty often herself, Mary Travelant. You'll see her chime in on things. I saw her note after I posted a tip on protecting faucets from freezing weather. Let's go to Saeed in Arlington. Saeed, this is Neil. Good morning, and thank you for waiting.
Good morning, Mr. Perry, and thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
A couple of years ago, I put a pomegranate tree, and this year, first time, I have fruit. I got about 8 of those.
Good.
Very nice, big fruit. I have 2 questions. Number one, what kind of plant food you are going to recommend, and how I can increase the number of fruit?
Well, time will do the increasing for you. The shrub is going to have to gain size and get established. Young fruit trees, and in this case fruit shrubs, are not immediately reproductive. They have to gain some years, and it's a little like animals. They're not immediately reproductive. They have to get to a certain maturity level. I'm glad you have 8. And other years you'll have more and more and more. Just be patient with that. You're going to need nitrogen on a pomegranate. Nitrogen is actually what we're going to recommend for tomatoes and azaleas and everything else we grow in our area. So a high quality nitrogen fertilizer, all nitrogen, not ammonium sulfate, the 2100. That is not high quality. That's a fast release. What you're looking for is a nitrogen fertilizer that has half or more of the nitrogen in slow release form, so it'll give a sustained feeding. And
Can you recommend anyone?
Any good independent retail garden center will have a fertilizer like that. I have one on the market, but it's very hard to find it, and so you'll find a lot of brands. I'd go to an independent retail garden center. That's where you're talking to a full-time nurseryman. Tell them you want a high-quality, slow-release nitrogen fertilizer, all nitrogen. Nitrogen is the first number of the three-number analysis.
All right. So, and I have another question. This year, I planted 2 mango trees. I ordered them from Florida. They say already about a couple years old, and I have a green tree, a greenhouse where I'm putting it for the winter.
Right.
What kind of fertilizer you suggest for them?
In containers, because you don't have the native clay soils that we have that accumulate phosphorus. That's why you go to all nitrogen in the ground. When you're growing something in a pot, you want to use a high nitrogen fertilizer. It's going to be a water soluble fertilizer. You're going to mix it with water and pour it in a diluted form around the plants. There are lots of brands on the market that fit that category, where the first number is highest, uh-huh, and the other 2 numbers are present. It may be a fertilizer that's like 20, 15, 18, or somewhere in that range. I don't know the specifics of any of them. I don't pay attention to it. It doesn't matter, because they're all going to be about in the category that you want. They're going to have a higher first number. Look for trace elements also, Saeed. It'll list on the container, probably in the fine print, also contains these trace elements. You want to see iron and some of the other trace elements in there also.
All right, sir.
That same nurseryman will be able to help you exactly with that and show you 3 or 4 options.
I appreciate
your call very much. Thank you. All right, we're going to take a break. Mary in Gordon will be the next call up, and then Bill in Barry. And I don't know where Barry is, so we'll find out together. Let me tell you about the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Get a 1-year new or a 1-year renewal subscription to our magazine. And also, my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar, which has just printed, is being folded and sent to the mailer. And all of the information that is contained in the calendar. It took me a month to get the calendar done, start to finish. It was spread over about a 2-month period, and it took a lot of work because there are more than 10,000 words in the calendar. It's not just about the dates. It's about when to do all the important tasks. Now, you can buy the calendar alone, but you get a much better deal if you buy it in tandem with a 1-year new or renewal subscription to our magazine. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine features the finest garden writers in the state of Texas. 27 years we've published our magazine. 30 years we've been doing the annual Texas Gardening Calendar. All of it for only $38.95. Satisfaction completely guaranteed. This makes a wonderful Christmas gift. Here's the number to call before 11, the same number you call to register for our home landscape school. And that's 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Now is the perfect time to give your pond that good fall cleaning it needs. If you've not called Creative Water Gardens for your fall pond cleaning appointment, then you need to do so now. If you have trees around your pond, then get the cleaning done after the leaves fall. Give Creative Water Gardens a call at 972-271-1411. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, and closed on Sundays and Mondays. For more information, visit their website at creativewatergardens.net. Creative Water Gardens, located at 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
All right, let's talk about Dalworth Crawl Space again. Remember what I said last hour, that this one you really need to see to understand. I sent you to the website for dalworthrestoration.com. I really want you to go to the website and look. dalworthrestoration.com. If you have a basement, if you have dirt crawl space, you know, normally I talk about soil in the garden, but when it's beneath the house, that's dirt. And you know how musty that can smell. That can be a health hazard to you. You need to encapsulate that. And isn't it interesting that the Clean Space Encapsulation System is the name of what Dalworth Restoration can do for you? Oh, and yes, by the way, this is a sister to Dalworth Clean and Dalworth Carpet Cleaning, all of that that you've heard me talk about for so long. Dalworth Restoration does heroic things when there's been a fire or water damage or any kind of a calamity like that. They come out and put things back together, and they store the things and all of that. Well, this is a part of that part of the company, the Clean Space Encapsulation System. A Clean Space liner is used to isolate the home from that dirt completely and permanently. It's like a pool liner. It's 7 layers of a blend of polyethylene and polyester cord reinforcement. The liner's installed. It's sealed along the walls and the flooring. It's sealed around other objects like pipes and columns and piers. It's sealed. And then you don't smell all of that. You don't have to inhale it. And it also protects your house. That's the DalworthRestoration.com is the website for the Dalworth Clean Space Encapsulation System. 214 or 817 Metro 267-8433. If you enjoy my program, it surely would mean a lot to me if you'd let our fine advertisers know, because that's how they're sure that their investment in this program is a good one. It's sponsors like Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, 204 North Galloway, 972-288-7537. On the web, DixonBrothers.com, DICKSON. And Half Price Books. On the web, it's HPB.com, 20 Metroplex locations of Half Price Books. All right, thank you. And let's talk about arborological services. This is the time of year that many of us begin to think about tree care, because we look up into our trees. We can see that there are branches that have issues. They're rubbing against one another. They're rubbing against the house. They seem to be decaying. Yikes, that's about to fall. Oh, my goodness. I'm worried about ice breaking the tree limbs. I'm going to call arborological services. Years and years ago, it was really funny. I had a sponsor who occasionally had me do tree work ads. And this is 20 years ago. And Arborological Services came along. I did my first ad, and then I called and I apologized to that other advertiser. You know, I do need to tell you that we have a second company involved now, Arborological Services. I'm doing ads for them. And I heard a laugh, and I said, "What's the matter?" And they said, "Well, that's never been a major part of our business. Hey, we subcontract all of our work to them anyway. They're the best." So the people in the industry know that these folks are the best. I tell you that. I tell you that from my own firsthand experience. I tell you that from the awards that they have won. Goodness gracious, I tell you that from the awards that are named for people in their company. That's how well respected they are. And you'll have that same respect when you call them and let them work on your trees. Your trees are going to be out there clapping their leaves together until their leaves fall off. Arborological Services. Dallas area number is 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524 in Fort Worth and Tarrant County, 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160. On the web, it's arborological.com, Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc., and Twitter at The Tree Experts. Hey, that's the message, Arborological Services. We go back to the phones, and we have Mary in Gordon. Mary, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
Well, I'm so thankful to get to talk to you.
Well, you're very patient, and I appreciate that.
I have a pretty nice-sized iris bed, and I've been able to, I'm getting them up in years, and I'm not able to do the work I've always done. But anyway, I have been able to keep most of the things out of my bed, but I cannot control the Bermuda. Can you tell me something that I can put on the Bermuda that will not hurt those rhizomes or the irises in any, you know, not destroy them?
Right, I understand. Let me give you two different answers, Mary.
Okay.
One answer, the immediate answer to your question is there is a category of products called fusilades, F-U-S-I-L-A-D-E-S, that are labeled for use as you describe. And they are applied during the growing season. It's too late in the year for them to be effective now. If you get into an independent garden center where you can talk to the owner, not to a national chain, and ask them for to tell you about and show you the fusilade products that they have, they'll have several of them. They're in several different brands. And they are to be used the way you're describing. Now, that's the first answer, and that's the direct answer to the question as you presented it. The other answer I'm going to tell you is from my own firsthand experience of growing iris, by the time I get Bermuda grass in a bed, and this is also true with my daylilies, it's usually time to dig and divide the iris or the daylilies, which they desperately need if they're going to stay vigorous and keep blooming well.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's almost like a signal out there, kind of like a tip, oh gosh, I need to be thinking about doing that. And I know that might be more of a struggle than you want to tackle yourself, but it might be worth hiring somebody to do that part and rework the soil and rake out the Bermuda grass, put more organic matter in, and reset the iris and give them a better start, a better chance, because otherwise they'll get so crowded they won't bloom. So do it either way, but do keep in mind that second answer I gave you, because that might be a better long-term solution.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate that very much, and I appreciate you, the information you put out on everything. So
well, I'm trying, but you.
Well, thank you
sweetheart.
So much.
Thank you. Have a great day. Happy Thanksgiving. Uh-huh. Let me go to Bill in Barrie. I'm going to do that because he's been waiting a long time. I'll be quick enough to get Jerry on with his newscast before Thursday. So, Bill, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you, sir. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a question. I didn't think you could ever kill yucca, but we have yucca plants across the front of our house.
Mm-hmm.
In like a flower bed all the way across the front. It's about 50 feet across. And all of a sudden, they've started dying at the root. And the root just seems to rot. In fact, you can just reach in there and pull them out when that happens. And I didn't think there was any way to kill a yucca. But I have no idea what's causing that.
There is a... There is a fungal leaf spot. I think there are two or three things that attack yuccas. I've seen yuccas that look dreadful in landscapes. The soft leaf yucca, especially, they will develop problems with a fungal leaf spot that has big yellow blotches. I see lace bug damage on yuccas. That just amazes me. It is speckled leaves. You'll see speckled leaves with black specks on the backs of the leaves. And then sometimes I'll just see the crowns rot at the ground line. I don't know what the lace bugs I can identify, and the fungal leaf spot is pretty easily identified, but by the time it's there, it has disfigured those leaves, and there's not much way to make the plant look good. I need to do a little bit of homework. Once again, I'm going to, if it'd be all right with you, do that research while you're listening to a newscast and see what I can find. Would that be all right?
Sure, that'd be great.
All right, yeah. Let me see what I'm going to go to Aggie Horticulture, okay. And I'm going to enter yucca. This may take me longer, but I also will enter plant pathology, yucca diseases, because that'll put me in the university pathology websites, and let me see what I can come up with.
Okay, I haven't noticed any leaf spots or anything because these the leafing is the kind that stabs you and cuts you. So
okay, so that's Spanish dagger or one of the other
exactly.
hard-leafed ones.
Uh-huh.
All right. I'm going to enter then plant pathology yucca, and let me see what I have. I'll put it up on the other side of the news.
Okay, thank
All
you
right.
very much.
I really appreciate you letting me do it that way. Thank you. All right, we will come back and go back to the phone lines in just a moment. In the meanwhile, I do need to get my last break for this half hour in, and this is going to be for great folks at Sunburst Shutters. Talk about a product that made a happy wife out of my wife. She was already happy. She was ecstatic once we got Sunburst Shutters. They are like a redecorating package all in one. When they come in, when the shutters are installed, it's like you've transformed your house. It's like we took 30 years off the age of the house without doing anything else. The room had been painted a year or two earlier. It looked fine. The carpet was new. It was beautiful. All that. But the window coverings, oh. And, you know, sometimes we let window coverings drive the bus. With Sunburst Shutters, they kind of put you on a better bus. They put you on a jetliner. Sunburst Shutters are made of polywood. It's a man-made product. It looks like wood. It doesn't act like wood. It doesn't split or crack or peel or warp or what else does wood do? Rot. Doesn't do any of those things, and yet you can't tell it isn't wood. These are plantation-style shutters, 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5 inch louver width, so you have your choice. They'll bring samples to your home, hold them up in the window for you. These are custom-made window by window by window, so they are perfect fits. These folks are great, and the product is fabulous. If you are a guy, your wife will love this. If you're a wife, here's your hint. Here's your sign, to recycle a quote. Sunburst Shutters, give them a call. Their phone number is 214-343-2601, and they'll bring those samples to your home. 214-343-2601. You can use that number for anywhere in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, even Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. Sunburstshutters.com is the website. You can go to their showroom, or better yet, you can have them come to your home. 214-343-2601, sunburstshutters.com.
If you listen, you'll hear it. It's what everybody's talking about, and it's here. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Many, many years ago, my wife and I were looking for new restaurants that we might enjoy. We had one that we liked a great deal and still do. But we wanted to have another option. Maybe we just wanted to try something closer to home or something that was different. And we found a restaurant review in the big newspaper, and it said Samui Thai Restaurant in Allen. And we said, you know what? That sounds great. Let's go give it a try. And we did, and we've been going back probably once or twice a month ever since for 10 years. We love this place. Silver Thai Cuisine is the name now. Nothing has changed about it. Same waiters. The ownership changed, and a man who had been one of the lead waiters and manager, I suppose, bought the business. After he started 10 or 12 years ago as an assistant part-time busboy, clearing tables when they had work for him, and then he became a full-time busboy, and then he started working in the kitchen, and then he became a waiter, and then he bought the business. And he is so enthusiastic about his business. It is Silver Thai Cuisine. It's at 906 West McDermott Drive. Thai food, the best Thai food. That's what it said in the newspaper review, best Thai food in the Dallas area. They're at 906 West McDermott. That's the Tom Thumb Shopping Center, and they're almost at the far end of it. I don't think you're going to be a candidate for this. They're right beside Jason's Deli there. If you can find Jason's, next door to the east, that's Silver Thai. And Samui is the name that you came to know and love. It's fresh, produce, fresh meats, fresh everything. The most wonderful Thai restaurant you will ever go in. Say hi to Ken. He is the owner, and he'll remember you. That's Silver Thai Cuisine, and the website is Silver Thai, T-H-A-I, SilverThaiAllen.com. Phone number is 972-747-7452, and on the web, I said SilverThaiAllen.com. What am I leaving out? Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Silver Thai Cuisine, 906 West McDermott in Allen. Time to check in now with the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom. Hey, Jerry Overton.
All right, Neil, thank you very much. We have 58 degrees now, and the casualty numbers grow in Israel. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. The WBAP Weather in Touch forecast. Cloudy, a chance of sprinkles today, 65 for the high. Clouds will stick around tonight, 51 for the low. Tomorrow, maybe a shower possible, the high 69. Tuesday and Wednesday, the partly sunny, dry, and a high of about 72, 73 degrees. Partly sunny, 58 degrees at DFW Airport. Now the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch.
And the construction hotspot right now is westbound 635 LBJ at Preston. Reduced to one lane because of construction that is scheduled until noon today. That was causing very heavy delays from 75 Central and the High 5 interchange. Also southbound I-35E at Colorado Boulevard. A collision takes up the right lanes. Heavy traffic from downtown. And in Arlington, a wreck on I-30 eastbound at Ballpark Way. The left lane is blocked at that location and slow traffic from Collins. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Palestinian health officials say at least 10 civilians, including women and young children, have been killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza City today. The strike flattened a two-story home. President Obama in Thailand, but keeping close tabs on the fighting in Israel. Speaking this morning, the president says the ceasefire starts with no missiles being fired into Israel's territory. Myanmar's leader has ordered a new prisoner amnesty ahead of tomorrow's historic visit by the president. State television says 66 prisoners will be released. It is not clear whether any of them are political prisoners. And the holiday travel season starts this week. Janine Tornator with Orbit says, whether you're flying or driving, be prepared for company.
68% of our survey respondents told us that they're planning to travel over the holidays. So certainly the airports and the roads are going to be busy over Thanksgiving and Christmas.
And again, the high today, 65 degrees, currently 58 at DFW Airport. From the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. More of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Thank you, Jerry, very much. North Haven Gardens is at 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central Expressway. They're open 7 days a week, and they are beautiful. Don't forget your garden this holiday season. North Haven Gardens has a well-stocked garden center with perennials, winter color, trees, and shrubs. For example, camellias, roses, juniper topiary, magnolias, laura petalums, cherry laurels, and nandinas. They also have salvia, blackfoot daisy, ferns, huchera, and hellebores. Pansies, violas, Iceland poppies, primrose, and cyclamen. Look at that inventory. Look at that. And they have all of that ready for you, and a lot of that is in bloom right now. In stock in time for last-minute gifts for Thanksgiving, forced amaryllis and daffodil bulbs, gorgeous rosemary topiary, orchids, planted indoor arrangements and for tabletop as well, and much more. Fresh greens and Christmas trees will arrive the day after Thanksgiving. They're at 7700 North Haven Road, where they were in 1951, and they have been every day since then. This is a legacy garden center with great garden staff, knowledgeable. Look at the tools and the garden gifts in their retail shop there as you walk in. Don't just go straight through the short run of it. Go off to the left and take a look. You're going to be amazed at all of the quality products at North Haven Gardens. 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central, 214-363-5316 nhg.com.
The first local news of the hour, every hour, every day. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Once again, I tell you about Whiz Q Stone, and I'm glad that I have this opportunity because they are into lights. Christmas lights, holiday lights, they have everything you could want, and it's quality. These lights are spectacular, like the holiday displays in downtown Fort Worth and the Chesapeake Plaza. Fully customize your holiday decor this season with professional-grade, top-quality holiday lights. These are lights worth driving for. This is not the standard stuff you find in the retail shops. These are the ones the landscape contractors put out for jobs where their careers, their professions, their businesses depend on them. LED and traditional light strands, 25 feet long, up to 1,000-foot rolls. Retrofit bulbs in C9 and C7 LEDs. They have 10 colors and many styles. Stakes and clips for easy installation. They have contractor-grade greenery, such as pre-lit wreaths and garlands. You'll see a noticeable difference in the quality of these lights compared with other outdoor holiday lighting. Give them a visit, give them a try, and while you're there, take a look at 18 Acres of Stone. I'm sorry, I can't send you to Whiskey Stone and not mention Stone. And please see if either of the Wisnets is there. Nice people, and you'll love the retail shop, the sales shop. Just class all the way. Leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, and now holiday lights. WhizQ Stone, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth, open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. 817-429-0822, whiz-q.com, it's WhizQ Stone.
Hi, I'm Steve Barrett of Arborological Services. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Steve, very, very much. Charlie in, I'm sorry, I'm going to the wrong call here. This was Bill in Navarro County in the city of Barrie was asking about yucca problems. Earlier in the program, somebody asked about elephant foot yucca and how to propagate it. And as luck would have it, when I entered plant pathology, university, yucca, stem diseases. It sent me to the very same production guide out of Florida. I mean, what are the odds of that? I guess there are only three or four items on the internet. This is, and so I'm going to send Bill to his computer to do this search. Do yucca production guide, University of Florida, and it's going to give you the yucca disease problems. There are several fungal problems, and it does mention controls and give you the direction. But there are leaf diseases, Cytosporina or gray leaf spot of yucca, Pycnidia, which is not much fun, to getting those in the lesions and having that develop into a serious problem, Fusarium stem rot, southern blight of all things. I'm just looking through the list. There's several of them. I'm going to let you match up what you're seeing with what they describe. Again, that is University of Florida Yucca Production Guide, and that will help. I'm grateful for the internet. Let's go to Gene in Corinth. Gene, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning to you as well.
Hi there. How can I help you?
I am trying to resurrect a yard in Corinth in the Post Hope Eagle Pass area, and we have come up with the idea of doing like a rainbow strip. One area is going to be Asian jasmine, and one area will be with Palisades zoysia grass.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know, could we possibly go ahead and begin to plant that now?
You could plant the Asian jasmine. It ought to be planted out of 1 gallon pots. I think you'd be better off to wait till spring, to be very candid, because then you could use smaller containers and it'd be easier to manage the plantings. But yes, you can do it. The Palisade zoysias are either going to be brown or soon will be. All the zoysias, they are the first grass to turn brown when there's a frost and the last to green up in the spring. And so I don't see anything to be gained by doing those two things right now. Asian jasmine fits into the category of the 1% of our plants that are a little bit winter tender in our area. I don't worry so much about it dying completely, but it could die back to the ground in extreme cold. I've seen that happen three or four times in 42 years. And a young planting would be more vulnerable than an established planting. So I think for that reason, I'd wait until April. You get better deals perhaps in April. And as far as the as far as the Palisade Zoysia. I know there are landscape contractors planting it now. I just am more comfortable not planting sod after about the 1st of October or late September.
Okay.
It's winter hardy. It's winter hardy. I'm sorry I interrupted you. The Zoysia is winter hardy. I don't think that's going to be the problem. Problem would be you can't tell when it needs to be watered, and it may sit there and dry out and die on you, and you won't know it. So you were starting to say something else.
I was going to ask, would there be something in that area that would be a better grass to plant?
Well, Palisade Zoysia is a recommended variety of Zoysia. Without seeing what you're trying to accomplish, it's kind of hard for me to give you a recommendation. But I have no problem with Palisade Zoysia. It's kind of the state of the art in Zoysia. So if you're happy with that look, I'd go with it. I have thought about planting some Zoysia at my home. I haven't done it, and probably I'm not going to now because I'm running out of sunlight. It's getting worse and worse.
So I need to wait
until
April.
I would wait until 1st of April or so. Yeah.
Okay. Thank
All right.
you so much.
Appreciate your call. Okay. I think she was in mid something else and somehow they got disconnected. Let's go to Charlie in the fine city of Melissa, Texas. Charlie, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Appreciate your call.
Thank you very much. And I'm a frequent listener and I really appreciate your show.
Thank you.
Okay, a question I have is kind of related to what Saeed was talking about before. I'm looking at planting some fig trees, and I would like to get your recommendation on the best variety for this area.
Celeste is the state of the art, and that art is not a fast-moving art. Celeste has been around for decades. Texas Everbearing is the other one. Those are the two best ones. There was a third variety introduced out of Texas A&M called Alma, and you'll see it on some recommendation list, but it's not winter hardy, and certainly not winter hardy north of McKinney. I mean, if you were on the south side of Dallas or in the urban heat pocket, it might make it, but not in Melissa. So Texas Everbearing or Celeste, and the reason those are required varieties is because they have closed eyes out at the end of the flower. If you put your palms together, the bottoms of your palm of your hands together, the heel of your hand, and then you fold your fingers until the finger nails touch almost in a heart shape for the fingers. That's the way a fig flower develops, and that end where your fingertips touch is open on some of the quality varieties out of the West Coast, the big Kadota figs and those. And in that opening, a little beetle here that is native in our area can get in and carry a yeast mold in, and it will sour the fruit. So you have to have a flower where your fingertips touch on the fig flower, and that'd be Celeste or Texas Everbearing. Plant them in the spring. There'll be more in the nurseries at that point. They are ever so gently winter tender in our area. They do freeze down to the ground once in a while, probably once every 15 or 20 years. And so you don't want to plant a shrub like that in the fall. You want to do it in the spring. Fall planting is usually best, not in that case.
My dad lives in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and he has a fig tree there. I'm not sure of the type, but is it possible to do like a cutting from that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Just need to make sure it's a good variety.
Well, he's had it for years.
I'm not having a problem with that. What I'm having the problem with, I hope it's a good variety. I hope it has closed eyes. He may have been lucky up to this point. Boy, when somebody calls and says, my figs are just putrid, it's not anything I can tell them. There's nothing, no spray for that one. It's a real problem. So if you can identify it as either Celeste or Texas Everbearing, I would look at photos online and see if either matches up with what he has.
Okay.
All right. Charlie, I appreciate your call very much. Thank you. Thanks for listening. All right, our last break of the day. Let me tell you about the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Remember that this is a wonderful Christmas gift, but the sooner you let us know, the better we can serve you. So call right now. Call until 11. We have the office open for another 10 or 12 minutes. And you will save one-third on the calendar by buying it before 11 o'clock today. You'll pay $38.95 for all of what I'm about to describe. First of all, we'll start with the calendar. This is my 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar. By the way, this is the same price we've had for this offer for several years. This is my 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar, and we set out, and I think we've accomplished it, to make it the prettiest one we have ever put out. We have so much information in it. The plant hardening is zone maps, the maps of first and last freeze dates. They're inside the back cover, all of that. And on each page, each month, down at the bottom of the grid, you'll see a huge amount of information of what needs to be planted and pruned and fertilized and sprayed in your landscape and garden in each month. So you get all of that information. My 12 best photographs I've taken over the past year in my calendar, and also you'll get a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, the best regional gardening magazine in the United States. All of that for just $38.95 if you call before 11 today. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Give it as a Christmas gift. I know it will be well received. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Black Cow composted cow manure is the perfect soil conditioner for our Texas soils. Black Cow enriches the soil with organic matter and helps retain moisture. Now is the perfect time to prepare fall flower beds and fall vegetable gardens. Getting the soil ready is your first step. Black Cow is fully composted, easy to use, and there's no bad odor. Fall is also a great time to set out new shrubs and trees. It's cooler and less stressful on new plants. Mix Black Cow with your native soil right in the planting hole. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Look for Black Cow in the bright yellow and black bag at your favorite garden center or home improvement warehouse. For more information, check the website, Black Cow, spelled with a K.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Hi, I'm Lynn Sperry, a member of the McKinney ISD Board of Trustees. Substance abuse can hit any family. It's a disease that knows no boundaries. Serenity High in McKinney offers hope. It offers a chance at completing high school in a sober environment. We think it's the only public recovery high school in America. It's a small and nurturing school. It's self-paced and each program is tailored to the specific student. Serenity High in McKinney is for students who have completed drug and alcohol treatment and who have been advised not to go back to their old schools. Serenity High in McKinney is a part of the McKinney School District, but it's open to students from all partnering districts. For more information, go to serenityhigh.org or call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
Thank you, Lynn, very much. Proud of her. SerenityHigh.org is the website once again, and it is a very, very special school. As I mentioned last hour, I'll be doing my pen sales. I make pens from rare and historic woods, and each Christmas season I do four or five store appearances where I have my pens for sale, and all of the proceeds when I sell them, all the proceeds go to Serenity High in McKinney to help the kids in recovery. This did hit our family, and I understand completely. I want to tell you right now about Dalworth Clean, and I'll kind of want to set the stage for your holiday season coming up. You probably are going to have people in your home who are there only once every year or two or five or 10 years. And wouldn't you like to make a nice first impression? It's a lot more than just putting some candles out to conceal things. You can have a home that is beautifully Dalworth Clean if you'll hire them to come in and do the carpets and the hard floors and the oriental rugs and all the other things that you have. They can make your house, the floors in your house, look as good as new again. Dalworth Clean. For just $29 per area, they'll do five areas or more of carpet deep down Dalworth Clean. You can book online at dalworth.com for additional savings. 32 years I've told you about this company. They have broadened what they do immensely over that time, and it all has been done because of customer satisfaction. People keep coming back to Dalworth for the finest in cleaning. Now, the numbers that you can use. They're good to any local area code, 214 or 817-267-8433. Call tomorrow to have your floors made as good as new again. If you need a replacement floor, they can do that and probably get that done before Christmas as well through Dalworth Fine Floors. 214 or 817-METRO 267-8433. Again, on the web, it's dalworth.com. The next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean. Back to our phone lines now. We have Armando in Ovilla. Armando, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I have a question this morning on pecan trees. I have about 16 trees planted. They're fairly young trees, probably around 8 or 9 years old. And this year they gave a pretty good crop. But the problem is that one of the trees did not drop any of its nuts. It probably has around 300 or 400 nuts in the tree right now, mm-hmm. and they did not open. If I go to the tree and pull one of the nuts down and open it, it looks like the shell inside it is cracked open. It looks like it's actually germinating. So I'm not sure what caused it to do that, where all the other trees around it, you know, drop the nut like it's supposed to. They're nice, good pecans, but just that one tree gave me that problem this year.
Okay, well, there will be a varietal difference in pecans from one mm-hmm. variety to another. Normally, the early germination that will happen while they're still hanging on a tree, my experience, and I'm not the world expert in pecans and other fruit crops, but I can speak passingly well on them. That phenomenon is more for Burkitt pecans than any other variety, but it usually only happens when we have a really humid fall, which we've not had. I kind of figured that we're going to end up discussing hickory shuckworms. Shuckworms will get into the outer husk of the pecan in August. They tunnel through it and they cut off the water supply and the nutrient supply into the developing kernels. So the pecan is full size, but it is not filled out. There's just nothing there because the shuckworms sucked off all that nutrition that was coming in. As a result, the pecans do not open properly, don't fall properly. They'll fall in December, January, and when you crack in, you'll find that they're hollow inside. Now, if that's what you have, that would be hickory shuckworm. If, on the other hand, it's primarily the germination issue, then that's just a genetic blemish of that particular tree. Do you know what variety it is?
I want to say it was a Pawnee.
Okay, Pawnee, I don't know, does that. It may very well do that. I'm not aware of it. At this point, we are at the end of not only my program, but also the end of that crop. And what I'm going to recommend most highly to you is that you contact, call, and we'll try to move you forward early on Super Bowl Sunday when we have George McEachern on. He is the state fruit and pecan specialist. Pecans are his business, and George Ray can help you. I've got to wind my program down. I've got about 10 seconds left, so I really appreciate you very much. Mike Sutton, thank you. Lee Riza, thank you. And to everybody who's listened, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy gardening.